I would like to ask you a question about something that lots of bodybuilders are really curious to know. Those who go on gear, I'm not sure if you can answer that question. Anyways, I would like to just bring it up because some people are, they, you know that this is in bodybuilding culture and it's quite normal. Bodybuilders, those who get on the stage, they go on gears, they take steroids, and they love to know about different protocols. Well, I was just listening to a podcast from between Derek and Mr. Huberman. I don't know if you know Derek, More Plates, More Dates. Yeah. And they were talking about a special protocol. Actually, Derek first introduced that. He said in those who go on TRT, most of the physicians prescribe 200 milligrams of testosterone every 2 weeks. But in terms of that peak and valley, it looks hazardous for the body. It can tell on you. You'd better do it 30 milligrams every other day, 3 times a week. So I wanted to ask you the question, what do you think about it?
Yeah, it's true that testosterone follows sort of circadian rhythm. So whenever you wake up in the morning, that's when your testosterone is going to be the highest. It goes up and then it goes down over the course of the day, and it's pulsatile. So that you're constantly producing more testosterone over the course of the day, but you're doing it in a circadian rhythm. So you're not producing it all at once a week, and then like letting it go down to whatever it would go down to. Now the question is, does injecting it once a week versus say 3 times per week, is there any difference in terms of the outcomes that you're going to get? I think in terms of how much the muscles are stimulated, there's probably a difference. Like you probably want it maybe a little bit more often, like twice a week. The problem with injecting it like 3 times a week or injecting it every day is that that's a pain. Nobody wants to inject it every day. Nobody wants to inject. Injecting it is for many people a terrible experience. You know, limiting that to once a week is something that most people tend to prefer. For example, for side effects like acne, and then other people have also reported changes and differences in side effects like estrogenic side effects like gynecomastia, et cetera. Some people report that injecting more frequently helps. I know that for some people, for sure, for acne, it makes a big difference. Those big testosterone fluctuations can definitely predispose to acne a lot more than, say, 2 or 3 times per week injections would. Yeah, I like the idea of injecting more frequently. I don't know if you go down to 13 every other day. 13 sounds a little bit low, but certainly 100 milligrams per week, although that feels good and that's good for muscle growth, it probably is a little bit higher than is physiologically normal. But again, people have to make the decision. So if you look at some of the studies looking at, say, 100 milligrams per week in terms of short-term and intermediate-term health outcomes, we need more data. But in terms of short-term and intermediate health outcomes, there's no negative effect of having 100 milligrams per week. So I think that that's a good dosage as far as what medical science knows right now, even though it's a little bit higher than what the body would normally produce. And that will help certainly with muscle mass gains. It will help with mental and emotional stability and things like that. And I think that's a good amount to do. Now, if you want to split it up over the course of the week, and you can tolerate pinning more often than once a week, maybe twice a week, or up to 3 times a week if you're into that, that's not a bad idea to kind of keep things a little bit more stable. And so that would be my answer.
Thank you.